This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
It's more about, like, you know, how they make you go beyond yourself and deliver something to you that, you know, you're willing to go the extra mile, you're willing to do the hard yards. I think generally it's because they're the people that are willing to show how it's done.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. In this podcast, you hear great insights into what makes a high-performing team. We also share some in-depth interviews with business leaders from across the UK and chat with some of our network of team-building partners around the world. Today, we are talking about our own inspirational leaders, and I am joined, as ever, by my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. How are we, gentlemen?
In good form, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm active. I'm off the fast, and I have begun a strength and conditioning 6-week effort.
My word.
Yeah, it's because I'm of a certain age, it said I have to keep the weights going.
Well, so, are we good at that?
So I'm not running, but I'm waiting.
Stephen, how are you?
All good. In the hood, Jonathan, enjoying my Yorkshire decaffeinated tea.
Nice. Okay, gents. So, yes, so today is all about our own inspirational leaders and, you know, people that have had a big impact on us throughout our own careers. I thought it was something interesting to chat about. So, Jerry, yes. Maybe I'm going to come straight to you. Has there been anybody particularly pivotal in your entire...
lengthy career.
Storied career. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess when I was 13, my uncle came home from England. He'd run away to England to start up his own business in Birmingham, as many Irish people did.
Yeah.
And he certainly inspired me when he came through the door in his Ford Granada blue with a 32 CD changer in the boot. And I think at that age, he said to me, you have to create your own business. You've got to create your own wealth. Get out and do it. So I went for a wee spin in his car and then he left. And I was definitely inspired by that moment. And I went on to get my own small business at home, cutting grass, doing all sorts, and just earning some money and kind of grafting my way through. And then as my position in my family life grew on, I went to university and, you know, that was exciting and thankful that my parents were able to put me in that position. But I came across a young-ish businessman called Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and again, I was, you know, I was 18, so he would have been in his prime probably during those times. And I read his book, which was his first book. Not sure how many he's written since, but quite a few probably. And the story of the Virgin Cola, I lived through that whole story. And I just thought someone that would put their entire life's worth and effort into trying to beat down Coca-Cola, I thought that was a hugely inspirational thing. Although the story itself wasn't inspirational, but his mannerisms and the things he put himself through to try and beat that, I thought, you know, that's somebody who wanted to win. So I thought if you're going to win, you got to lay it all on the line and go for it. And he pretty much did it himself. You know, he was always in the balloon. He was at the forefront of everything.
Yeah, he was the brand.
Yeah, he was the brand, yeah. So I felt that was a good person to model myself on in that moment.
Stephen, a big range there from uncle to Mr. Richard Branson. Any thoughts from yourself on particularly inspirational leaders throughout your early career?
I'm taking a leaf, a left field leaf out of Matthew McConaughey's book, who said he wants his future self to be his inspiration.
Yeah, I love it.
So he's working towards making himself the best person that he can be in every aspect of his life. But obviously there's been lots of people that I've met and enjoyed the company of over the years. Mr. Tyree, who was managing director at Gleneagles a long time ago. And I always remember him saying when we got involved with business, not just what's next, but what are you doing in your personal life? So he always said, take a little bit of time out to play golf and go fishing and, you know, enjoy life as well as work. So not just work hard and play hard, but enjoy the fruits of your labour as well. And when Jerry and I started many, many years ago, we got a little bit engrossed in our business and engrossed in spending probably a lot of time working. And we forgot to smell the roses as we went along. And that inspirational advice from someone who was older than both of us was great to try and get that work-life balance and to try and understand what you were working towards, which was healthy life, hopefully healthy body, and just enjoy the experiences on a regular basis as well. That means you don't grind yourself down in business. You actually enjoy it and you understand there's a bigger purpose behind what you're doing as well.
There's a couple of more recent people that inspire us a little bit in our own business goings. And Jonathan, you and I both have conversations quite a bit. One I brought to you and probably the second you brought to me, but like Tony Robbins has got some great thought processes on teams especially, so we can get some insight into them, but also his level of intelligence to connect that to how you feel as a person. And without feeling strong, powerful and dynamic, you can't better yourself. I think bringing that into our business life has been a a change of fortune. And over recent times, you've brought my attention to quite a few, but one that I clung on to was Gary Vee and his approach to the older person in work, and that it's not over. You are only starting. You know, maybe you could give a small reflection on some of those thoughts.
You know, you talk about some of the people that we very much follow in terms of their teachings, if that's a good way to put it. And lots of times I would watch a video or, you know, connect with a document that some of those great leaders have published. And it reconnects dots for me with things that we maybe already do with our customers or things that we already do in our own business. And I feel like, oh, that totally makes sense, or that totally changes my view on something, or more importantly, like reaffirms my view on something. Yeah. I think that's a big thing. And I love whenever I see something new and different, but I go, yeah, like we've been talking about that, or we've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's just a different way of saying it, or a different way of, like, you know,
reinforcing
exactly that. And I think that always feels profound to me. And it feels like we're doing the things that we want to do in the way that we want to do them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gives me a great sense of satisfaction and pride. And I think, yeah.
Yeah, a small bit of security when you hear somebody else talking about it and it being...
someone with a massive following like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it being important to them, yeah. Oh, well, that's so true. And it changes a lot as you go through your career and your business and your personal life, and things hit you at different times.
Yeah.
And just now, that's what's hitting me is the one you pointed out to me. And he talks about there's plenty for the 45, 55, 65, 85, you're only quarter way, halfway through. It's not a stop point, it's a beginning point. You know. So I think that's just now, currently, that's inspirational for me to listen to, which is brought to me by somebody that's currently in my life. So I think that's a great thing.
I think one of those things, you know, some people ask about what makes a great leader or inspiration leaders. And people, Stephen, I know you've talked about Napoleon in the past, and one of his big things was, you know, give me enough medals and I'll win any war. If you have enough motivation, you can make anything happen. I think when I look at different people that I haven't been necessarily led by, but that I think must be fantastic leaders. You know, I'm a big sports guy, so I look at, you know, amazing talents, Michael Jordan, Steven Gerrard, because he's my big Liverpool captain of recent years. And, you know, it's all about what you're willing to do for something. Jurgen Klopp, even as a manager, it's more about, like, you know, how they make you go beyond yourself or what's promised and deliver something to you that, you know, you're willing to go the extra mile, you're willing to do the hard yards. And I think generally it's because they're the people that are willing to show how it's done. And, you know, people talk about Michael Jordan, and he trained more than anybody, and he probably had more fun than anybody, but he was the best of the best, the best. And you look at that, and there's no way you couldn't be in that team and go, oh my God, got to do everything for this guy because he's willing to lay it all out on the court. I think I look at that, and again, not necessarily I would picture them as my inspirational leader, but I look at some of the actions that they had, and I think that's the way to do it. You know, that you have to be willing to put in the hard yards yourself if you're going to expect other people to come along with the journey. And I think that we very much, you know, deliver on those things.
I think someone who's always inspired me for a long time, and the older he becomes and the older I become, the more I get inspired by Warren Buffett, who has stayed in the game 80, 90 years yeah. of investment. And the one great thing that he has is integrity. And also, he really focuses on what he wants to do and what he believes in, rather than just trying to create a market. But I think, you know, he doesn't worry about what he doesn't know. He focuses on what he does know. He invests heavily in that. When he buys into companies, he buys huge into companies. And he takes always the long view, and that's proved to be hugely successful for him when other people try to get into get-rich-quick schemes. He has always taken the view that himself and his companies, the long-term. And he always invests into the team of people and the business and the sector, rather than into, again, the trends, because he knows trends won't last forever. And I think Warren Buffett always thinks about the legacy that himself and his company of Berkshire Hathaway are going to leave behind them a long time after he passes.
He's definitely done well for himself, as you say. I often look at, you know, again, sometimes find myself in opportunities where we are working with clients and customers of ours, and they were about to go on to our session, and they stand up and they talk about where they're at in their business now, and they talk about what they want to achieve. Sometimes it's in the next 3 or 6 months. Sometimes it's CEOs of multinational organizations, which have obviously massive long-term views. And I get really inspired by that, the way that they do business, the way that they go about things, the way that they share with their team where they're at, what their expectations are, what they hope of them. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the journey that we're on. Here's, you know, I think all of those great things. And again, they're just tidbits, but I see them being involved in the process for their team
yeah.
and driving forward from the front and the back.
Yeah,
and
they didn't just invite Chris Akabusi in for a speech.
Exactly right.
You know, three of us were at one for a distillery company and the CEO stood up and it was inspirational.
Yeah.
Second vouch what you said there.
Yeah, and even though it's not our industry, it's not our business, we didn't connect with him emotionally. I totally got why his employees would and why, again, as I mentioned there before, why you're willing to go to war for those people. And those businesses, those most successful businesses that I see that we have the pleasure of working with, have teams and have created a culture and environment where it's more than just, you know, I get my paycheck at the end of the month. You know, yeah. They love it. They live for it. They live for their managers. They live for the people. And they're willing to do things for each other that you might not normally in another industry, working environment. Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned sporting once, so I'm a chewing one.
Yeah.
But whenever I hear Johnny Sexton speaking,
yes.
Yeah, I just want to be around his house.
Yeah.
You know, he's an absolute warrior. He gets hit like a shovel. Gets back up and nobody, you know, says anything. I think you mentioned Michael Jordan, people like that. You watch their videos of them training. I remember there was some story about Rodman was on the same team as him, was on yeah. Netflix, I think. And Rodman disappeared and Jordan was like, "Don't worry, boys, we got it." And he made them all train at like 5 a.m. or something because Rodman was away. And then they went and they got him, put him back and said, "You're needed in this team. You need somewhere to belong." That's leaders. That's, yeah, you can get it from everywhere, can't you?
One of my favourite things we talk about, basketball in particular, Kobe Bryant, you know, again, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. But he had a great interview where they asked him, you know, whenever you have those tough days, weeks, months of things not going your way, you know, how do you deal with that? And his answer was, every single day I learn something. So if it didn't go well that day, I learned that that's not the way to do it. And no matter what, he went through challenges, huge accolades through to, like, you know, loads of tribulations and trials. He always knew that every day if he learned something, that was something he could, you know, better himself with. And I think that's a huge thing, you know, personal development, yeah. Always focusing on what's good for you, what's good for your team, and driving that forward. And I think I take a lot from that myself.
And I think we've seen that in our own company, how people have become more inspirational in their leadership strategies, in that the early days, many, many years ago, people would say, well, just do whatever you think and see who's the best at archery or laser clay pigeon shooting or quad biking. And now they say, well, this is what I want to achieve. Can your company deliver a product or service which helps us achieve that? And that's really inspirational because they listen to their staff, their team, and they want to do something that's in the best interest of those individuals, which will obviously help the team and their business performance going forward.
Yeah, you got to be willing to listen when somebody brings something to the table. Don't dismiss. And looking way back, it was yourself, Stephen, that threw Tony Robbins in front of me.
Yep.
And I would probably at the time was the type of person who would go, I'm fine. I can do things. yeah. I don't need any of that. But I did listen. I did go and it did change. It doesn't matter what age, you should be always looking for inspiration from other people. And it doesn't have to be a Johnny Sexton or a Kobe Bryant or a Warren Buffett. It could be your neighbour.
Yeah.
I remember the journey down to London with Jerry many, many years ago to see Tony Robbins. And on the way down, Jerry said to me, I hope there's none of that rah-rah American nonsense. And when we walked into the room was full of energy, full of passionate people, full of people wanting to improve themselves. And within 10 seconds, Jerry and I were both up in the chairs doing the rah-rah American stuff. Loving it.
Yeah,
well.
loving it.
I still do it to this day.
Absolutely. I got a quick story, Jonathan, Stephen. Stephen loves the circus, don't you, Stephen?
I love it.
Yeah.
Live entertainment can never be bettered.
He used to tell me to go to the circus, go to the circus, go to the circus. And now, honestly, I never went to the circus, ever. My two boys were 10 and 8 before I went to the circus, so that's only 6 years ago. I went to the circus, came to the local park. So bought my ticket, sat in, watched the circus. Loved it, I have to say. Loved it. And at the end, when it was over, I noticed the ringmaster, who had burst his nut, you know, and we know what it's like to be out there in the front of an audience for like 2.5. Like the circus goes on and on. It wasn't just 45
yeah,
minutes. Stephen didn't tell me that one. But I could see him like talking to the performers. It wasn't aggressive, but. And then they all kind of ran towards the exit and I thought, oh, they're away for a cup of tea. Jesus, got their money and done. However, I was wrong. As I left, the circus master was there with his hat under his arm and he shook pretty much everybody's hand as they left and the performers stayed and waved and goodbye. And I thought, this has changed. And I think I came back to our business and I said, that's why we say goodbye to everybody, because it's not over until they're gone. For such a simple thing, he went the extra mile, way more. And I wasn't expecting that at the circus, to be totally frank. But that changed and that gave me something that I gave our business. And I know Stephen's a big advocate of it as well and probably tried to get us to do way before the circus got me to do it. But I think that was a good experience to have.
I think for me, you know, the reason why I was encouraged in the circus experience was because it's live and anything can happen. And those people that are in the arena, they're there to entertain and they're there to wow people. I also bemoan the fact that maybe within my lifespan, I'd be trying to explain to my own grandchildren what a circus was if it had disappeared. So I always believed in supporting live events and live entertainment so that my children and my grandchildren could experience that themselves and not just read it in a history book.
I recommend a circus to everybody now.
I'm going to be the ringmaster.
Are those your real feet you've got on there, Jonathan?
But you see simple things, inspirational things in every day, don't you?
I think that's my big takeaway. You know, it's not always easy to just pick one leader or pick one. It's things that different people do that in that moment inspire you and that you go, oh, that's a cool thing, or that's a different thing, or I never thought of doing it that way. And even just, again, we talk about engaging teams, engaging them with your culture, engaging with connection with what your business is trying to achieve. That's what I recognize mostly. The leaders that inspire most, the leaders that are willing to bring their team on board, work with each of them. And I think a big thing is adapting yourself to your team rather than expecting your team to adapt to your leadership style. That's, to me, is what like a true inspirational leader does. And anything that connects with that always hits the mark, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to one last quick one, because we're talking just things that inspire us in the moment. I went to a Coldplay concert, and again, all of us are in front of audiences all of the time. 1,000% effort. It must be way harder for him than it would be for us. But in that moment when I walk out, I do reflect this a lot, that he, in that moment, in a rainy Edinburgh day, he put in 1,000% for the people that came. And I make sure I try to give 1,000% all the time, because you never know who's there and what impact you can have. Band in itself is inspiring to watch, and the effort they put in. Because I've been to some concerts where they just roll out, sing the hits, piss out, or go away. Yeah, it's not right.
So inspiring leaders, folks, they are all around us. You do not know when you might meet your next one. So be sure to stay alert and look out for all those opportunities that come your way. Gents, thanks so much for the effort today. Inspiring leaders yourselves, for myself. And, you know, you can take that away with you. That's a good one.
That's made my day, mate.
Yeah, no problem at all. Circuit Master Steve-O.
We're out of here, John Vaughan.
Nice. Thanks so much, folks. If you're looking for any more inspiration, check out some of our other podcast episodes on teamchallenge-company.co.uk. But for this episode of the Team Builders Podcast, we'll see you all again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.